You're listening to SBS News.
Huggies have been putting Australian babies and toddlers in nappies for three decades, locally manufacturing millions of nappies each week from the Ingleburn Mill in Western Sydney. But production will be shipped offshore to Asian countries from July, leaving 220 staff, many of whom have worked on the site for all of that time, out of a job. Glenys Kerrigan has been working in the quality department of the factory for 33 years. She says she was devastated to learn of the news.
Actually come in yesterday and find out that, you know, 3 months down the track, we're not going to have our jobs anymore. It's devastating. I had my daughter in absolute tears. My wife is devastated. So, yeah, it's hard. Like, everybody says, oh, yeah, but you're on a good wicket, you're on a good wage, but based on it, a 38-hour week, we're not. We're equivalent to everybody else. And as I said, it's just going to be really hard to put food on the table and cover the bills with all the expenses and stuff going up.
Karen Hernell and her husband have worked at the factory for more than 30 years. She says it'll affect more than 220 people.
It's not just this mill that's going to be affected by this shut. We have contractors, electrical maintenance staff, everything working for us that are going to be affected. It's not just 220 people.
The union for the workers has refused to accept the decision and this morning tried to convince management to reverse it. Michael Aird, the New South Wales Secretary for the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union, says the workers returned with no answers.
We said, can you tell us the profitability of this site? You know, was that a reason? What's the profitability of the site? The answer was no answer. So today they've refused to discuss with workplace representatives, workplace leaders who are representing 220 workers about why they're losing their jobs. They will not even tell us why they are closing this site down.
Kimberly Clark, the giant American personal care corporation, dropped the bombshell yesterday, citing the move as part of a global restructuring program. In a statement, Doug Cunningham, managing director of Kimberly Clark Australia and New Zealand, said, going forward, production will move to Kimberly Clark facilities in Asia, enabling faster access to the latest research and engineering advancements in nappies and pants. The company has promised its employees they will be paid their full legal entitlements and redundancy pay. It says counselling will also be provided. Workers today have called on the government to intervene.
To save our jobs, to save Australian jobs. I'm annoyed when every Australian manufacturer gets shipped overseas somewhere. It's someone else doing it tough.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there will always be other jobs.
The great positive on the other side is, though, a strong economy that continues to provide new employment opportunities for Australians of all ages.
The union will meet with workers again next week to discuss the next steps. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.